Hey everyone, welcome back to Katie's Christian Chat. I'm Katie, and today we're going to be talking about Paul and thorns. So if you don't know, Paul is an apostle of the Bible. You can find all his story in Acts chapter 12 through 19. And I just really wanted to focus on just him. And he was an amazing apostle. He went out and preached the word. He loved God and he always served God. But Paul had a problem. He had a thorn in his side. Now, nobody really knows what that thorn is. I mean, lots of people have different theories. The most common theory is, of course, you know, Paul had pride. It was a problem with pride. You know, that's a very common theory. But nobody truly knows what his thorn was. And I'm going to read you a part in, you can read Paul's whole story in Acts, but I'm going to read you in 2 Corinthians 12, 3 through 9. And this is when Paul is talking to God and asking God, you know, will you take my thorn out? And basically, I'm not going to read it all because it's very long, but basically God says no. And so Paul responds, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so Christ's power may rest in me. And I just love that because God just told him, no, you are going to have this thorn for the rest of your life. And Paul responds with, praise God. Let God's work through me, made perfect in my weakness. And I just love that. I know maybe you have a thorn, or I know I have thorns. Maybe your thorn is a mental illness, a chronic illness, or cancer, or you just lost a loved one. I know I am dealing with my thorn being fibromyalgia, a rheumatoid disease, and I'm seeing a UAMS doctor to figure out what my OBGYN problems are. But I have a thorn, and it is chronic pain. And I'm still coming to grips with that, learning to deal with that. But it's hard. It's hard when you have a thorn, and you know God sees your thorn, but you have to be okay with the fact that he may not remove it. And somehow we have to keep going and keep loving and serving God despite our thorn. And I know when I was 18, I was diagnosed with bipolar, and I have asked God to cure me of my bipolar depression and anxiety, and he says no. But, you know, sometimes I'm gonna make a whole nother thing about what to do when God says no, but sometimes God says no, and it's frustrating, but God has an amazing plan. And I believe I'm like Paul, and maybe you're like Paul. But no matter what thorn we have, we can still build God's kingdom. God still used Paul to build his kingdom despite his thorn. So no matter what your thorn is, God can and will use you to build his kingdom. You know, when I first started my battle with fibromyalgia, God showed me I can write devotions for him, and I can now write Christian nonfiction books. Now I am running Jesus Saves Ministry in this podcast, and I have a book on Wattpad. My Wattpad is Katie Loves Writing, and I'm writing a book called Walking with Jesus, a Daily Devotional. I am also writing Never a Victim, Forever a Warrior, which is a Christian nonfiction book. And so God has showed me that even though I have physically been unable to go places and go and do things, God has still used me to sit down and write for him. So no matter what you're going through, you can turn your pain into your purpose and passion. God can and will guide you and use you to build his kingdom. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be willing to go wherever God leads you and wherever God wants you to go. You just have to be willing to say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. God will grab your hand and show you the way. No matter your thorn, despite your thorn, you can do whatever God wants you to do, because you will have God's strength and God's power, and you will have all of heaven on your side rooting for you. So no matter what you are going through, no matter what your thorn is, you don't have to give it up. You can keep going. You can serve God. You can love God. And you can follow God's will for your life. And I know right now I am in a season of waiting, basically. Waiting to see what my OBGYN issues are. And I've been praying and talking with God, and this is exactly where God wants me to go. Do I wish He would hurry up and heal me and me be okay and no longer have a thorn? Yes, but somehow we can, with God's strength and God's joy and God's hope, we can be happy right where we are, wherever God has us. Maybe you're in a season of waiting too, and I will do a whole nother thing on that. But no matter what, we can build God's kingdom, because God will help us. God has everything under control. God will help us through it. All we have to do is relax and trust in Him. Okay, I'm going to say a prayer. Dear God, I may have this thorn in my side, but I pray that no matter who is listening, and no matter what their thorn is, that You will use them to build Your kingdom. God, help them know, help them be willing, and wherever You lead them, just show them the way, and they will follow You. I pray You give them guidance, strength, joy, peace, rest, love, hope, and whatever else they need to do Your will, Lord. I know life is tough, and I know thorns are tough, but I know that You are mightier and stronger and bigger than anything we will ever face on this earth. So please equip them with You and Your strength. Help them fight their battle, fight their thorn, and keep going despite their thorn. Help them always to put their faith, hope, and trust in You. Just grab their hand and love them and help them. Because I know, Lord, You have loved and helped me through all my struggling. So I pray You do that for everyone who's listening or reading. No matter what, God, I pray You help them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, you can always follow me on Instagram and Twitter as Katie the Writer. You can follow my YouTube as Chronically Katie or Catherine Lyle. You can follow my Wattpad as Katie Loves Writing and my Facebook page as Katie Loves Writing. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed this. Remember, no matter what, you can do this. I believe in you and God believes in you. And no matter your thorn, you can make it through this. I have faith and God has faith in you. So put your faith in God and you got this. Thank you all. I love you. Bye.